on the statement.
Nate, was that a case of you guys just dictating the tempo of the game early and getting them out of their rhythm?
I thought we did a good job the second half of having better control of transition and executing our offense. The first quarter we lost Fry early in that first quarter, and he was able to get some threes. And we started to do a better job of controlling the ball. If we can't control the ball, Nash is so good. They do a great job of spacing, and he knows where everybody is at, that he will find those guys. And Fry got loose a couple of times. We got caught in a scramble a few times, and that led to three-point opportunities. They missed some early, but they got some good looks. I thought we did a better job of executing our offense. We started to settle for jump shots in the second half. Fourth quarter, we started to go to the basket and was able to get to the free throw line. And I thought that was a difference in the game.
How does it feel to get this first one, Nate?
Well, we talked to the guys about, getting the first game and, important game for both teams to try and get. And we know tonight, after playing this game, that we feel we can play better. We got this first one, but we didn't come here just to get one. We came here to get the first one. We got that game. Now we want to focus on, trying to get the game on Tuesday night. And we know that this is a tough team, and they can shoot that basketball, and we got our work cut out for us.
Nate, can you talk about the performance of Jared after struggling so much the last few weeks?
Well, with Brandon being out, we have adjusted our rotation, and this is what these guys have done all season long. When their opportunity comes, they've taken advantage of it, and even though we started Rudy, we knew that we were going to need everybody to play tonight and play well. I thought our bench, Martell, Howard, and Bayless gave us something. Their second unit outscored us in that second quarter, but Bayless had a pretty good rhythm and was knocking down some shots, getting to the basket, getting to the free throw line, which is what we needed to see.
Will you consider starting him game two?
No, we'll stay with our same rotation.
You know, talk about how you guys have had to overcome and make adjustments to guys here, but to lose Brandon so late in the season and a week to go and to still come back and be this prepared for the playoffs.
I mean, it's just very difficult, but you got to do it, and it's part of the game. Injuries are a part of the game. It's like taking Nash or some of these key guys off of some of these other teams, but it's part of the game, and you got to make that adjustment. It's an opportunity for some other guys to have a chance to play, and they got to step up and be productive. Guys like Miller and LaMarcus, those guys who are in normal rotation, got to raise their level of play. Miller did that tonight. LaMarcus was good. And then you need your bench to be productive, and we got that from Bayless. I thought Nicholas did a nice job of defending and shooting the ball.
And can you describe Andre's game?
He's played great. It was a good basketball game for him. Basically, without Brandon, we're going through Andre and LaMarcus. And we're trying to give some other guys opportunities, Rudy and Bayless and, Post Howard. So we're mixing it up. And with those, 21, 22 points that we're missing from Brandon, we're kind of spreading it out. But we're going to go. Our main guys are L.A., and Miller, and I thought he did a great job the fourth quarter of scoring in the post and just really taking over the game.
How would you describe your emotions as you guys missed the breakaway dunk, missed free throws? How are you doing there?
It's one of those things where we try to stay calm, and that's the thing that I told our guys. Our three C's are important, and that's being calm. It's going to be an emotional game. We got to make sure that we're clear about what we're doing and we're consistent with what we do on both ends of the floor. And, even though we kind of struggled to get the ball in and Bayless missed two and, Camby missed the dunk, you try to remain calm for those guys, and we got to make a play the other end of the floor.
Nate, can you talk about Camby, the job you did on both ends?
Well, Amari is, as tough as they come in the post, and you know, we're mixing up our defense with him, with LaMarcus Camby and Howard guarding him. But I thought Camby made him work and didn't really give him anything easy, you know, down in the post. And we'll have to continue to mix up our defense with those three guys guarding him.
Overall, just defensively, as a team that shot 50% on the season, you hold them to 42. First half, I think Hill, Jay Rich, and Amari were 4 of 20 from the field. Can you just talk about your defense? And were you taking them out of their rhythm, or was it the...
Well, they were knocking down threes, and that's their game. You know, they want to shoot the three ball. And, you know, with Nash pushing the ball and just creating opportunities with his dribble penetration, it's hard to cover everything. You know, so some things you're going to have to – we don't necessarily want to give them up, but if we're going to give up anything, you know, you want to force them to go over the top. Where they hurt us at is, I think, the strength of their game, the three-point line and offensive rebounding. And we got caught a couple times with our smalls trying to box out Amari, and he hurt us on the board. So those were the two areas we wanted to clean up, is getting out to the three-point line and rebounding the ball.
Thanks, Nate.
All right.